Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hour to the program, ladies and gentlemen.
Somebody asked me, do I remember Jay Fiedler? Yes, I do remember Jay Fiedler. Guess what? I played with Jay Fiedler in Minnesota.
By the way, I always thought Jay Fiedler did a tremendous job of following a legend.
He did. You know what? If you think about it and you go back, up until 3 years ago, the most consistent quarterback you had here after Dan Marino was Jay Fiedler.
Facts.
And guess what? The whole time he was here, he ain't the guy.
I mean, he's not 13.
It's not easy. but here, understand this. There are a lot of different ways that teams can win football games. For example, who's the quarterback? Eagles.
Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts, right? Up until last year, there is nobody in football that would say, yeah, Jalen Hurts could win me a Super Bowl. Right? And even after winning a Super Bowl, and outplaying Patrick Mahomes in the two Super Bowls he's been in, They got him listed as ninth.
I know. Stupid, though.
Behind Herbert.
Right. But that's my point. So, like, there's more than one way to win. Like, we put so much of it on quarterback. And I would say the last couple of Super Bowls that Patrick Mahomes won, he was average.
He just needed to be what he needed
right,
to be.
Right, but I'm just saying, there's other ways to win. So the fact that we think we can go into a season and say, our quarterback can't win it for us, we're done. Oh, that's what the Eagles were saying about Jalen Hurts. Right? So, like, I would feel better about this team, the Dolphins.
If you had a Saquon?
Hell. Saquon to help any team. I could put a Saquon with Indianapolis.
Just
right?
Tickled him. Tickled his fancy spot.
Hey, isn't it funny? No, isn't it funny? Everybody talk about how you can get anybody to play running back, but the teams that are having the most success are the teams that have that dog.
Oh, the rebirth of running backs. I love it, man.
man. I think the teams that are having success have concentrated on the surrounding pieces and don't necessarily say, let's just keep drafting the quarterback till we get it right. Right? For example, you look at a team like the Vikings. Ain't nobody in hell thought the Vikings was going to be 14-3 last year.
No.
With that quarterback.
Yeah, of course not.
Because his whole career, what if we said that he ain't the guy? Mm-hmm. He ain't the guy. In fact, he didn't even win the starting job. McCarthy won the starting job.
Yeah, I know.
And he got hurt. So that was a damn backup.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So
they won 14 games.
So that, doesn't that kind of nullify your argument
last
hour?
No. What I'm saying is that they focused and concentrated on all the pieces around the quarterback. So they have stability at all the with the run game, with the passing on defense, okay? And the quarterback is an added piece to that.
It's an added piece, but let's be honest. Like, you're going to pick all the teams that we're going to pick and the teams that you think are going to be the best in the NFL. Like, they're still the top three quarterbacks.
It's a consistency ticket.
And the biggest reason is because you in a salary cap sport have to decide who's going to be worth the biggest paycheck. And, like, when you have a rookie quarterback, it's kind of cute. Like, you could build a lot of pieces around it. Like, we've seen this the last couple of years with Jaden Daniels, with C.J. Stroud, where, like, you can get a jump on it and do pretty damn well with your rookie quarterback and maybe for that second year. But once you have to pay him and you have to decide whether or not that person's a $50 million player and then you have to start making roster decisions around it, yeah, you better be damn sure that those guys are the guys you can build around.
So let me ask you this. If I took the top 10 quarterbacks in the league and took them all and put them in Jalen Hurts' situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many of them still win the Super Bowl?
Wait, say that again?
So Jalen Hurts is number 9.
Mm-hmm.
If I took the other 8 quarterbacks they have above them and put them in Jalen Hurts' situation, do they win the Super Bowl last year?
Yeah.
Why? I don't think so.
Patty's not winning?
I mean, like, are we going to talk about the guys who have already done it? Like,
I'm not talking.
Oh, so forget Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes.
So we're saying Josh Allen's not going to win?
Josh Allen's on a good team.
But if you put him with a Saquon Barkley, I mean, James Cook is nice, but he's not Saquon Barkley.
Yes.
Josh Allen didn't have A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith.
He also doesn't have to face Patrick Mahomes in that situation.
Right.
So, like, that's the other part. Well, like, you're not in the better conference.
Well, he would.
Right.
But he would just be
in the Super Bowl. But, like, it would have to be.
Right. But I would say Josh Allen could get it done. I would say
Lamar could get it done. I would say Baker.
Lamar's got that team. Lamar has the same team.
I like Eagles receivers better than the Ravens, but go ahead. You know.
Okay, and I like Lamar running for 800 yards more than I like Jalen Hurts.
I don't think all those guys, I think, are like
all those guys are gonna win.
I'm talking about, like, do you think, like, if you put Jared Goff on that team, if you put Justin Herbert on the team, if you put Tua on that team?
Those
are the questions. Like, the guys who are established, it's boring. Like, of course, if they had everything
right,
perfect
but
around,
but
they
just,
probably can win the Super
but,
Bowl.
But I'm just saying is that credit to them, because the structure around their quarterback makes that possible. There are certain situations, quarterback situations in this league, where the only guy that could do that is on that team.
Well,
Joe Burrow. There's not a whole bunch of quarterbacks you can put in that situation and expect success. There's not.
With the line issues?
Like, yes.
He's got the best receiving tandem maybe in the league, though.
Okay, but
that dude
he's elite.
Ooh, Burrow?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So if you put him in that Eagles team,
all of a sudden he's elite.
No, but I'm saying there's certain situations.
Other quarterbacks who have done what you've done, you've been saying, like, he's been riding off of one season for a long time in his career, because that's really
the
truth.
Pretty much.
Okay, but so which one is it?
What do you mean?
Well, like, do you think?
No, I still think I still think he's elite, but I'm just saying that they given a lot of credit to Joe Burrow and turning it around, and I would say it's more about the infrastructure around Joe Burrow is why they're not having success. Yeah. It's not Joe Burrow.
Be nice if everybody got that benefit of the doubt. I know Uno doesn't get that benefit of the doubt.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't because, well, his offensive line is.
Yeah, and also he doesn't know how to not use his head like a battering ram.
I mean, Joe Burrow gets banged up too.
Not like Tua.
Huh?
No, not like Tua. Tua, you can't. If I were to ask 100 people Family Feud style, who's the most injury prone quarterback in the league? 90% of the answers is Tua.
Say Tua. And that's because his are mostly.
Let's see here.
I mean, if you look at the number of games that have been played by quarterbacks since Tua started, there's a lot of quarterbacks that miss more games than Tua.
I don't think after this point. After last year and missing 7 more games, I would doubt that.
He misses the most games, but I don't know if he gets hit the most, bro.
Dak Prescott?
He hits himself.
Dak Prescott?
Dak Prescott gets beat up,
Joe
bro.
Burrow? Who else missed a lot of time?
Kyler Murray.
Up until last year, Lamar had missed more games.
Dude, okay, but here's the difference with those guys. Those guys actually have, like, injuries where it's like, hey, it's a leg. Tua's head injuries, like, he was sitting on the sidelines being like, oh, I could have been fine. I went to Disney on Ice the next day. But you are in a position with him where, like, anytime he does get dinged, you have to treat it like it's a month injury.
Mm-hmm.
So, in 2024, Kirk Cousins was the quarterback most frequently hit, averaging 7.7 hits per game, followed by Joe Flacco, then Andy Dalton.
Don't count. Yes. Take Flacco off the list.
So a lot of stone
feet
intangibles.
When you're 67 years old, you can't move.
Other quarterbacks who face a significant number of hits included one Aaron Rodgers, Geno Smith, Jerry Goff, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and Bo Nix. Now, the last three were rookies, so I can understand that they hold the ball too much, too long. But
is this just for, like, what, season totals? Or, like, what is this?
Yeah.
What are you referring? This is so last year hits?
Right.
Yeah, but Tua missed six games. Why would he be up on top of those numbers?
Well, what we're saying is he doesn't get hit a lot. I mean, he doesn't get hit as many times as the other quarterback, but when he gets hit, he gets knocked out.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what it is. The other guys, they still stay in the game and they continuously get hit. So, you know, it's not his fault. But
I mean, it's
hit,
not his fault.
It's not his fault.
It's not his fault.
But it's not his fault.
It's. I mean, it kind of is his fault.
I mean, may I add a bit of perspective to this?
Yeah, sure.
Like, you have no idea what hit is going to cause that. You're not thinking about it. It happens. Everybody says, why doesn't he play safer, or why doesn't he try to avoid that?
Yeah, literally since he's been in college.
You don't know that he's not. I just think that sometimes.
Do you remember the play that he got hurt on Thursday Night Football?
Oh, when he just hit.
Yeah, you thought that was a smart play by him?
Like going into DeMar Hamlin's heart.
Yeah, you thought that was wise by him
when they
were down 21.
You make it sound
just
like
yes
no,
or no,
no, it's not smart. But you're making it sound like he's not thinking about that during the game.
That's the problem.
You're not. It's the. When you're playing, the hardest thing to do is think like that. It's hard. You're trying to win a football game.
Okay, well, when you've been as injured as he has.
I get all that. But I'm telling you, every time I've played hurt, right, and I get on that field, sometimes I'll go do something and I'm like, oh, crap, ouch. Like, you're just playing. And I know – people want him to be more careful, but when you're in a game that you're trying to win, that thought process is not in your head. It's not. Like, I understand people would be okay with Tua just throwing the ball away. But I would say if it's December, they're playing Buffalo, and it's third and two, in the fourth quarter, and Tua could try to scramble and get the first, and he throws it away, people ain't going to understand that. They're not.
Yeah, well, in that rare scenario that you're talking about, I guess.
But here's the thing. As a player, you always think like that, that I can get the first and help my team.
Okay. Players don't think about things in game time scenario. Like, guys don't know when to run in bounds, keep the clock going. Like, a lot of this.
Yes.
Okay, these are parts of the game.
Yeah, like, no,
I
understand
that. Guys have to understand.
To not try and get the first down in the heat of the battle.
Okay.
That's a hard thing to, like.
If you want to say in the heat of the battle, in those scenarios, fine, I'll give it to you. When it's not the heat of the battle and a game is over. That's not heat of the battle.
Okay. All right. I'm never going to be mad at a player for trying. Like, it's like we want a guy to give everything he has and then we're going to say, except in these situations, then it's okay to protect
him. He's a special case, man. Like, I'm sorry to tell you. That is what it is with him.
He's still an athlete and a competitor.
But he's an athlete with different circumstances.
You were that first. You've always been that.
He's an athlete with different circumstances. He is.
It doesn't matter. He's an athlete.
How can you say it? I don't understand this. How could you say it doesn't matter? Because we're going to sit here, if it happens again, and he's going to be out for a month.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be, and he could be sitting here and be like, I seem fine. But you want to know something? It doesn't matter because it's going to be the fourth time it's happened in his career.
I understand.
So, like, how can you say it doesn't matter? Because you want to know something? If he doesn't play, they're cooked.
Listen, I understand everything you're saying, okay? But I'm telling you that all these players that go onto the field were competitors first. That means they've it in their DNA to do everything that they possibly can to win the football game. And it's hard to go into a situation and then say, oh, but not this time.
How many times does it have to happen before you say not that time? But how many times does it have to happen, Leroy? Like, everything you're saying, I'm not disagreeing with, but what you're doing is you're ignoring his past and the consequences of his career already.
Yeah.
It's like, and at what point, when he's had all of these things happen to him, do you have to adjust? Because plenty of guys have. They don't want to take as many hits anymore. They get rid of the ball quicker. Tom Brady did it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, like, why is this any different of a circumstance?
Let me see if I can... I'll use an example, right? What you're saying right now, if I replace Tua with the name Jimmy Butler, and we've had the conversations about he's getting older, he don't want that contact no more, so he doesn't get the layup, he doesn't go into the paint and get, you know, the free throw attempts he normally gets because he doesn't, that contact is catching up to him, right? And I would say, when we see that during the course of a game, and all the things that we're talking about, it looks like he's not giving effort, right? Even though it could be a situation where it's catching up to him. It just doesn't look like the same type of effort. I would say this. I would agree with everything you're saying if when we get to that moment in a game and it's third and short, and Tua throws it away instead of tries to get the first. You think nobody's going to say anything? You think everybody's going to be okay with that?
I don't know. I'm sure not everybody's going to be okay with it. No, Will I understand it? Yeah, totally.
No, but if it means your team, because keep in mind, these plays add up, and then it doesn't, the results aren't wins, and you think about those moments in the game where Tua threw it away instead.
What do you think is more likely? How many games? Let me ask you this. What's more likely? If the Dolphins' record is not because he made some dumb play and was unavailable, you think that's going to, you think that valor is going to be there?
What is a dumb play? Like,
if he is going out there, putting himself in harm's way, and is going to try and take on a linebacker. Like, remember when he threw an interception against the Rams?
Oh, yeah.
And threw his head into the linebacker?
Yeah, that
because
okay, that's
he
dumb.
Has the awareness of a billy goat.
I agree with you. That is stupid.
That's literally all he does all the time.
All right.
I'm saying this is a guy who's a fan of Tua. But, like, I'm doing this for the betterment of Tua. Stop doing that.
So,
and by the way, he's not good at using his body physically.
He's not good at it. He's
throwing his like his head is all looking all right. like a slinky
bobblehead.
Yeah, dude.
So I would say, if Tua plays and is healthy for 14 full games, they make the playoffs.
But you know, like 14 full games.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's supposed to be that's the Teron Armstead.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Because Teron Armstead played, but he wasn't healthy.
Okay, but like just giving a guy because we're chalking up. Hey, missed three games.
No, I'm just you asked for a number. I gave you a number. I would like him to too, but I'm being realistic about it. If I were to just come out here and say Tua's going to play all the games, you're going to say, based on what?
No, I'm not saying based on what.
Okay.
Based on what if he would stop throwing his head like he's Sonic the Hedgehog into people?
I get what you're saying, but you're asking a competitor not to compete.
I'm asking the franchise quarterback who's had a history of concussion issues to do things a little bit differently because what he's been doing has not been working.
I know, but all right.
Sorry, them's the breaks. Okay. Different rules.
Okay.
It happens.
All right.
Take a break. Back after this.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.